Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy, I need no sympathy, 'cause I'm easy come, easy go.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Podzilla After 69. Mandy.
You asked me! Take your sex number and get out of here.
Okay, that's all we're going to say about it, and we're going to leave the audience to wonder what the fuck was happening before the show.
Why is it always me?
Welcome to the show, everybody. My name is
Alan.
I'll be hosting tonight down at the NCAA. We got
Alan.
Hey.
Alan.
Hola.
Filthy
Alan.
69 at
gmail.69.
gmail.69.com.
Also, you didn't do your...
Oh, you already...
No, it's fine.
Okay.
I'll take care of it.
Oh, never mind.
Don't worry about it. And then we got
Alan
braying like a mule behind us.
Braying like a mule.
Hey, Dalty.
Fuck you.
You didn't do what you said you were going to do.
It's in post-production, people. I don't have a button that just does it here.
He doesn't want us to say it. He wants to change it.
Well, no,
to
I thought
that.
He was just going to say it.
I can't. I can't match the epicness of it. So you guys, you those of you that are listening right now already know what we're talking about. But trust me, it'll
now
be spectacular.
Are you going to do the regular one or are you going to do the Lego one?
I'm going to do the regular one. That's where the humor starts. So no, that's not what we're doing.
I know, but it's
we're
fun.
Not doing this. We're not doing the goddamn sex sirens.
When the sex sirens, that's what I have.
The sex.
Do you say that's what you have? Is the sex sirens?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
They're just at her apartment. Anytime she's going out, at the whole neighborhood.
Oh, and the. Well, she does. She does live in the sex house, doesn't she?
No, she used to.
No butt fucking. Only rule.
That still stands true.
I want to send a special message out to all of the listeners who are listening to this with their 10 and 11 year olds.
Why?
Please don't.
This is the mature show.
Yeah, well, we
okay.
Curse. Yeah.
Yeah.
Define mature, please.
The mature rated.
We also don't really have a topic for tonight. We didn't come up with a list. So screw it. Lists are gone tonight.
Yeah, see, I was actually wondering about that. Like, as I was driving here, I was like, oh, shit, we didn't do a list.
We're winging it tonight.
Yeah, sweet. Well, that's what we used to do anyway. I will give the results of the recent poll on Podzilla 1985, the weekly poll, where we asked you guys, what's the greatest song of all time? Is it Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen, or is it Toto by Africa?
So this was like 90% to 10%, right? Because
it's 79 to 21.
Yeah. That's actually significantly closer than I thought it was going to be.
I really thought it was going to be closer than that.
I love Africa, but...
Yeah,
Bohemian
seriously.
Rhapsody.
The only reason I went with Africa is because I knew that song before Bohemian Rhapsody. Because I didn't really discover
Raspity.
Whatever. I didn't really discover Queen until like.
That's actually the reverse why I picked Bohemian. I was like, I've rocked out to this too many times and known it way longer.
I didn't even know what Africa by Toto was until this year.
What?
No, I never really listened to it. Like, I knew it was a song, but I never really listened to it.
I mean, I just hear it everywhere.
But, because I thought it was going to be, like, the song of the summer. Like, everyone's posting about it, and I see all these memes where people say, well, there's no perfect song, and then someone posts Toto, you know, Africa.
Yeah.
So I thought, okay, if there's anyone that could take on Queen and Bohemian Rhapsody, it's got to be Toto's Africa, right?
I asked her that, and she's like, what's Bohemian? I was like, Thunderbolts and Lightning and Mary Barbara. And she was just like, what is that? And I just walked
like,
away.
Are you okay?
I was like, I can't.
I don't understand how anybody that's under the age or over the age of 15
like,
doesn't
you
know
watched
Bohemian
Wayne's
Rhapsody.
World?
I was like,
yeah,
I just walked
I
away.
First.
I was like, done.
You know, actually, it was funny enough. I was talking to Hunter about Wayne's World today, or maybe it was yesterday, and we were debating. Well, it wasn't so much a debate. He mentioned that the first Wayne's World is like one of his favorite movies, and I was never a giant fan of Wayne's World.
Yeah,
I like it.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah. I mean, I like it, but like, I don't think it's as I thought it was just another TV show that got another SNL movie that got
an
made.
SNL bit that got
that
made
turned into a
movie.
Yeah, like, and none of them were ever really good.
That's not true.
Name another good one that you liked.
The Lonely Island movie?
I didn't know that was a thing.
Well, it's not really a Lonely Island movie. It's just the guys from Lonely Island in a movie.
Yeah.
It's terrible, but I loved
and
it at the Roxbury. I knew
you were going to say that.
In a band. And like, it's, I mean, no, they're not called The Lonely Island. but
they are portraying characters.
Yeah.
And they're not characters. See, I don't count that as an SNL movie. I mean characters that started on SNL that got turned into a movie. Because, I mean, there's lots of movies made by SNL people that are really good, but like SNL skits that got turned into films. Night at the Roxbury.
Superstar.
Oh, shut the fuck up. That's a terrible skit, and it's a terrible movie.
I know, it is.
You remember those skits on SNL? It was Molly Shannon, and she was portraying the Catholic schoolgirl, and the whole joke was like she was awkward, and she would smell her. She'd put her hands on her armpits and smell them. That was the joke. That was 90s
humor. And every time she'd do something that she thought was cool, she'd go, Superstar.
Okay, I know I do. Yeah, I got it now.
The look on Mandy's face says it all.
People who are listening to
the
show
can see the look on Mandy's face right now.
Now I can name you the kids' version of that. Now see, there was all that.
That's what I watched.
Good shit right there.
I loved all that.
That was 90s humor for me.
Wasn't that did they make a movie on that, but there was only one and it was Good Burger?
Good Burger.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, yeah, that was the movie I was gonna put out.
Well, yeah, no, they did do Good Burger.
They even showed that in theater.
Good Burger was a theatrical release.
Yeah.
And that movie was great.
I remember it was like the midnight showing at Cape one year. I was like, oh.
Keenan went on to be on SNL later.
Mm-hmm. He did.
Kel.
I don't know what that dude's doing now.
He's been going to conventions.
My guess was going to be burgers.
Because they did an all that reunion.
Wait, was crazy ass Amanda Bynes there?
No.
No. They did talk about her not being there.
Such a hot girl could become so insane.
Yeah, they had Lori Beth Denberg.
Yes.
Danny Tamborelli there. Keenan and Kel obviously were both there. They did Josh. What was his last
name? I know. I'm trying to think of his name.
Josh.
I'm looking it up.
Shit.
I see him like Josh jumping shit. And his name popping up.
I just see him like Ear Boy.
I know it.
I'm sorry. Ear Boy?
That was one of his characters, Ear Boy.
Yep.
Ear Boy.
They was in the same skit with Pizza Face.
Yep.
And
which was Kel's character.
Kel. Yep. And then
Josh
Server. Yep. That's it.
Oh.
I loved all that. Yes. I was
religiously watched it.
They used Sailor Moon dolls in the opening to Island Girls.
I mean, that's cool.
It was
and all,
the Sailor Mars and a Sailor Jupiter in a fat suit.
Like I'm not saying that SNL is like the greatest sketch comedy show of all time, because everyone knows that's clearly Mr. Show with Bob and David.
Coneheads.
Yeah, Coneheads was one of the early ones.
Yeah.
Night at the Roxbury, Ladies Man.
Yeah.
Stuart saves his family. I can name all of them off the top of my head. I'm pretty good at this. Fuck. It's Pat. There was a movie called
I forgot
It's Pat.
About that.
Man, did you ever see the Pat skits on SNL?
No.
It was about an androgynous person. You couldn't tell if it was a boy or girl. Uh-huh. That was the joke. That was the humor. It was very edgy. Yeah. What other SNL?
Ladies Man.
He said that.
I feel like Cody and Hunter right now are just like screaming at their radios or record players or whatever.
MacGruber was a recent one they did.
MacGruber.
That was a terrible movie.
Classic ones though.
Stuart Saves His Family.
Mm-hmm. Wayne's World. Hell. This could take a while.
Yes.
Mr. Mike's Mondo Video.
I don't know.
I don't remember that one.
I don't either. But I like the title.
Whatever it is, it's better than all that. Hey, Jamie Lynn Spears was on there.
Hey.
Hey.
Back up.
Hey, I was never a big fan, and I think part of it was because of Amanda Bynes.
She didn't come in until later.
Yeah, she was the
Slimer of all that.
I know.
Where she came in, and then it was all about her.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because Ask Ashley was, for some reason, ridiculously popular.
And I remember, isn't the first time we've talked about this, because after you guys mentioned it the first time, I went back and watched Ask Ashley segments, and it's...
obnoxious.
Insufferable.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It really is. Like, honestly, the only other thing that was kind of similar to Ask Ashley, but was actually great, was Lori Beth Denberg's headline news.
Her Vital Information.
That was
loved
it.
Vital Information.
Vital Information was awesome. Yes. Mostly because of her deadpan delivery.
I was just going to say, she's like stone cold looking at you like, you dumbass.
Saying the most ridiculous shit.
Yep.
So one of the writers for all that was Neil Brennan.
Really?
Who went on to write Chappelle's Show with Dave Chappelle. That's unsettling.
Why is it unsettling? That's awesome.
Hey, I guess everyone grows up eventually.
I liked the Mandy and Randy skits where they put chocolate on everything.
That was great. They had Chris Farley in one of those.
And he wanted to put ketchup on everything.
Okay, yes. So that just
and they told him not to break anything, and he broke all the dishes in the first take.
Chris Farley not to break everything.
That's 90% of his repertoire. That's his comedic genius.
Because they had like part of like that bit, they brought out this ridiculously expensive chocolate cake. because that was the whole thing. Like they loved chocolate, and they would just throw chocolate on everything, and like chocolate syrup and like
chocolate chip, anything chocolate.
Anything chocolate, they would throw on whatever was already chocolatey. And so, yeah, they brought out like the super duper chocolate cake, and Chris Farley wanted to throw ketchup on it. And before the bit, they told him, like, all right, no, you cannot mess up this cake. We only have one take for this because this cake was super expensive and blah, blah, blah.
Cake, he broke all the dishes. Like, they knocked him over. Yeah, it was.
So they got it done in one take.
Because they had no choice.
Because Chris Farley'd it. But it was a hilarious bit. Like, I just found that out in like an interview later they had with, it was Keenan.
Yeah.
They asked Keenan what it was like to work with Chris Farley on all that.
What I find funny, and to show you just the difference between Lindsay and I, and when people wonder, like, how are you two friends at all that came out at the same time as Mr. Show with Bob and David.
So you were watching Mr. Show and I was watching all that.
I was watching Mr. Show with Bob and David while she was watching
because
all that.
Because I am a child.
Which they're both. And it's around the same time. We were both what?
I was in high school, I'm pretty sure.
Well, 90
and end of middle school, beginning of high school.
94 through something was all that. Mr. Show was 95.
So middle school, and then it 13, kind of panned out.
And you
high
were 12
school.
when they yeah. pretty much debuted. And so at 13 years old, Shannon was watching HBO's Mr. Show with Bob and David, while Lindsay was watching
Nickelodeon.
Oh, Nickelodeon's
the king
all
over here.
I mean,
with his HBO at age 13.
My TV pretty much stayed on Nickelodeon. So
wait a minute, that math doesn't add up. I didn't have HBO at 13. Maybe I watched reruns of Mr. Show.
The lies come out.
My trailer tells no lies. It tells only stories of pain.
Because, yeah, no, I mean, I probably would have liked Mr. Show at that age, like at like 14, 15.
It's so hard to get people to watch it. Legitimately,
I liked it when you showed me it.
Yeah, well, that's, I mean,
I like
you had a vested interest in my life.
And Red Balloon.
Because well, like, I really, really like Bob Odenkirk.
Yeah.
Like, he is awesome.
I agree. And everyone knows Bob Odenkirk from Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul. But, you know, I don't know if he got his start, but he definitely, early in his career, was Mr. Show. A lot of people, Jack Black, Sarah Silverman, who else was on that show? Janine Garofalo was on the show. I mean, it was
a bunch
of
stand-up comedians.
Yeah, David, or not, Brian Posehn, guys like that.
Kenny.
Patton Oswalt. Kenny,
SpongeBob. Yeah, it's,
Kenny. God damn it.
Friggin' you guys and your wrestling. I just keep thinking Kenny Omega.
No.
I can't stop thinking that. Like, that name won't leave my head.
I've been on my voice.
That makes Dalton
kick.
Happy.
Really
it did.
That.
You should have seen him pop up.
Yeah, he looked real
he's
proud.
Doing the erection motion right now.
Tom Kenny.
Okay.
Yeah. Tom Kenny. Yeah. A lot of people came from that. It was very, very cool. Sketch comedy is just one of my absolute favorite types of shows. I grew up with all. Fuck all that. I didn't grow up with all that. In Living Color.
Oh, okay.
I remember. Yeah.
In Living Color, SNL, Mr. Show with Bob and David, Kids in the Hall.
I remember watching Kids in the Hall.
Some Strangers with Candy. You ever watch Strangers with Candy?
No.
Nope.
It was strange. I don't remember. Yeah, that was a weird show. Yeah,
sounds like a weird show. And yet you didn't watch all that.
No, I did watch all that. I just didn't like it. Like, I don't know. It was too kiddie for me.
He just doesn't really strike me as a Nickelodeon kid.
I was not a Nickelodeon kid.
Oh, I very much was.
I was.
I mean, I watched Rocko's Modern Life, but...
I didn't have many options, though, other than Nickelodeon, because we basically had Nick and Disney, because where
See,
I grew up...
See, I didn't
up,
even have Disney until high school, so it was Nick.
Yeah, where I grew up, you couldn't get Cartoon Network. Like, it just wasn't an option.
Oh, yeah, I didn't have Cartoon Network.
Cartoon Network wasn't a thing until I was in high school. So.
I didn't know it was a thing until they took Sailor Moon off KTLA out of Los Angeles, and I
and
found
it's like,
it on
where
Cartoon
can
Network.
I watch Sailor Moon?
I literally emailed KTLA Los Angeles, a random channel that I had on satellite, and said, hey... I just got into this show you just took off the air. Where can I find... Can you send me the library, please? They're like, well, we can't do that, but you can catch it on Cartoon Network now. It's very cool of them to reply to me.
Yeah.
Like, and I wasn't a child. I'm not like an 8-year-old that his mom messaged. I was a grown-ass man asking KTLA, where can I find more Sailor Moon episodes?
Yeah, back in dial-up internet, how are you expecting to get that library they're going to send it to you?
Oh, he thought they'd like send him the VHS.
Yeah, send me the VHSs. I that's how I got a lot of my Sailor Moon at the time. I did pretend to be gay once to get Sailor Moon. It happened. Let it go.
I can't let it go. This is the first I've heard about it.
Who hasn't pretended to be gay at one point or another to get what they want?
I haven't.
I have also not.
I have not.
Really? Nobody? Dalton? Good.
What, really doesn't get? Surprise me.
What did you get, Dalton?
I want to know what Dalton got.
I can't say his name.
No. What?
Wait, so you got a man? What?
So you pretended to be gay to get a guy?
What?
Homie, I think that just makes you regular gay.
So I totally tricked him. I pretended to be gay to have sex with him. I think that just means you're gay, man.
Which is just fine. Like, we accept you. With it.
But that's like you're like joking with your friends and then I sucked his dick.
I fucking burned bro him. Job,
yeah, bro job. Bro job. God. Thank you.
Oh. That hurt.
I don't even know where to go from that. Did you guys watch the Amanda Show?
No.
Yeah.
No, I had enough of her on all that. I'm like, nope, I'm good.
Yeah, no, I didn't like any of her bits on all that, so I had no interest in a show featuring her.
I did.
I couldn't stand her. I like her now.
Like every time she was on the screen, up. I was just like, please give me anybody else.
I always wanted them to bring.
What else you got?
I wanted them to bring Kel to SNL at some point. To
I know, reunite right? With Kenan.
That would have been amazing.
Even as like a special guest or something.
Just yeah,
like a skit, you know?
Right.
Because those two, like their chemistry on screen was just incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like the Kenan and Kel TV show was one of my favorite shows as a kid.
And I wondered how Kenan kept going in comedy and Kel did not. Like, what made one funnier than the other?
Well, I think it was more of he stepped away from it. I remember watching an interview, but I don't remember all the details.
Yeah. Because I think like Kel tried to get into rapping at one point. I'm not positive about that. I might be making that up. That could have been a fever dream. But I think I remember the interview with Kel where he was going to try and, like, he left comedy to start, like, to get his rapping career off the ground.
Rapping.
By the way, Jesse, and I did look up a picture of Amanda Bynes because I was like, oh, Amanda Bynes.
But she's cracked out now.
Well, I'm sending you a picture. I want you to see what she looks like now. If I can.
Because I looked it up a couple of years ago.
I don't think you've looked it
up
lately.
Well, 2 years can change things, Jesse. It's
yes, it can, Jesse.
Especially when drugs are involved.
Well, no, she's off the drugs now. I think that's the problem. She's like Steve-O. She needs the right supply of drugs. Like, Steve-O without drugs, not so much funny. Steve-O on too many drugs, not funny. Just the right amount of, like, cocaine.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
That's not what I was expecting.
Obviously. Not at all. I'm not going to make fun of the way she looks because that would be like insensitive and stupid, but she looks very different than she used to. Show Lindsay.
Yeah, this is very unexpected.
Yeah.
That is not what I ever pictured her to
At
look
least
like.
She doesn't look drugged out beyond belief.
No. Yeah. Well, she wasn't. I don't know if she was ever really drugged out. I think they actually diagnosed her with like some kind of mental disorder. Like, I don't remember what it was because they thought, I mean, I'm sure she was on drugs, but I'm pretty sure they actually said, hey, she has something like wrong with her brain because there for a while, like she went full on. And I don't mean this to be insensitive. She went full on crazy.
She did.
Yeah. Like Britney Spears shaving her head style crazy. You remember what I'm talking about.
What?
Looking directly at you, Fitty.
I know. I remember.
And Jesse's replying to me.
No, he's not.
Even. Oh, okay. No, he's not. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Oh, he's talking shit about someone over there texting.
No, sir.
God damn it. I was just thinking about something funny I saw on Herman's head last night.
I mean, I was looking at that picture that I had sent you last of present day Mac.
Yes.
He finally cultivated all that mass.
show them that picture.
All right. So you know obviously you watched it.
You remember Fat Mac.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh. He cultivated.
Dang.
Yeah. If that's the guy that Dalton pretended to be gay for, I see why.
Man, he's okay with it.
By Justin who?
Right. Now, let me show you, no. Mandy.
No.
All right, now, folks, I would just recommend Googling Mac from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yes, when he put on all pictures. That weight from, right? From the one season?
Yeah, they had the one season where he was Big Mac.
Yeah.
Even when he was Big Mac, like, yeah, he was, like, he had a stomach, but he was still just kind of big. Like, he wasn't like, they treated him like he was the fattest thing they'd ever seen.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But he really wasn't.
No.
No, he really was, just.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
He's dad bod.
Yeah, he was cultivating. Now he's harvested.
Yeah.
I think I said cultivating earlier.
Stop cultivating, start harvesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that was where he was cultivating. He is now
turning
harvested.
Into a chimichanga.
You're becoming a chimichanga.
I would like to know what diet he was on to look like that because I want it.
It's Hollywood nutritionists
pay out the
trainers
ass for it.
And also probably supplements.
So I'm proud to announce, and I wasn't gonna say anything about this actually, but I was that inspires me. And I also, I watched the clip today from The Simpsons where Homer went without beer for 30 days. And I'm so inspired by that.
I thought you were going to do the one where he starts jogging.
Gime? To the gime?
What's a gime?
Oh, a gime. I'm going to get me one of those little calendars. And you know what? All right, so obviously a lot of people can't help me out with this, but if you're a fan of Podzilla 1985 and you want to help Mr. 100 in his quest, I want you to go out, anybody, probably Caleb Tripp, go out, and all I need, and you can make it even, if you want to make it, make me a calendar, 30 days, with the buffest, sexiest man as the picture. And then what I'm going to do is for 30 days, I'm going to give up drinking soda completely. For 30 days. I'm a detox.
You are going to be so crabby for a few days.
Probably. But I still drink soda occasionally, and lately I've been drinking it more than I want to. I want to go 30 days cold turkey. And if you get me this picture of this, make it Van the Man Van Horn. Make it sexy Sarge O'Reilly. I don't care. This, whoever you think is the sexiest man, I'll put that up on my wall, and I'll mark off each day, and I will give you updates, the Podzilla listeners.
He'll take pictures and post the image.
I will. Every day there's a new red X on there. I'm going to go 30 days without a soda. My hope is that I'll never drink soda again. More than likely, I'll be like Homer, and I'll immediately grab the money I saved, go down to Moe's, tell Lindsay and Allie and Bob I'm coming home loaded, and drink till I don't feel feelings anymore.
Aww.
And this is soda. So
that's a lot of soda.
That's a lot of soda.
Yeah.
Because we have been all about the gym lately. You sent me a picture?
I sent you your first picture.
All right. Hold on. Let me check this out.
Dalton sent Shannon a picture.
I didn't get it. I got a picture from Tony Aldridge.
Well, that's weird.
Yeah, that is weird. Why do I not have a picture from you?
Well, you'll see.
Okay.
Cool. So we've been all about the gym lately. I went to the gym. I told me we were going to talk about this before the show. I went to the gym 2 days ago with Bob. We spent 2 hours there. 2 hours at the gym.
No, thank you.
It's a lot of time at the game.
It was liberating, but it was also very painful.
I usually an hour and a half to two. I guess it just depends on how fast I'm killing it out.
What do you do?
Usually, almost take 2 hours.
Do you go in with a set plan, or do you just go in and wing it?
I usually have an idea of what I'm going to do, but depending on how many people are there, I end up sometimes winging it if everything
is.
Yeah, like I usually like to start with free weights and stuff, but if there's people there, I'll kind of switch stuff up and do different things.
Is part of that time that you've got there, including the tanning bed and everything?
No.
Oh, wow.
No, I just like working out. Once I start going, I'm like, yeah.
I'm the same way.
I do 30 minutes to an hour.
I normally do 30 minutes to an hour.
There's been times where like I really don't want to be there, and I just do a little bit, and then I'm like, fuck this, I'm done.
Yeah, but I think with the gym, once you get there, it's hard to stop.
Yeah, but most of the time, yeah, I'm just like, I'm here, and I want to keep going.
She's ready to stop. What's that look for?
Telling other secrets.
I'm not motivated.
When we go, normally when I go, I'll try to do cardio and then I'll just work into lifting or something.
Yeah.
But Bob has a specific plan. He goes in and it's, I don't know if he looks these, because he looks up like gym stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like he looks up.
That's well, a lot of stuff I take is from Instagram from people I follow.
I assumed it was Justin. And that Justin puts
And then
on
he
something.
Does. Yeah. He looks up some stuff and then he knows a lot too. So I kind of do whatever he says. Like he'll come up with plans and stuff.
That's Bob to me.
Yeah.
Like even though Bob's not like in the best shape in the world, Bob's a solid dude.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows way more about the stuff than I do. So when I go there, I'll do the elliptical and then I'll go to like the machines and I'll do sets of different machines.
Mm-hmm.
And when I'm done, I feel fine. Like my arms are a little sore. I feel like I got a workout. When I do it with Bob, we do less than what I normally do. It feels like, because I don't do as many sets, but the stuff he has me do, when I'm done, I hurt so bad. I hurt so bad right now. I'm so sore. I don't want to go to the gym for the rest of the week, but I'm going to try. Are you going tonight?
Yep. We're going after this.
You and Justin?
Mm-hmm. And Dalton.
Oh, Dalton's going too?
Yeah.
Damn. I would like to see that.
That's why I asked if you were going with us. Get on that train.
Well, the bad thing about that is that I have to pick one person to go with me. I have to pick Lindsay or Allie.
You can take Allie. I ain't doing anything else this week. I have lifted enough stuff in 2 days.
It's an easy choice then.
Or you can just bring Jesse.
No, I'm going to my gym.
Just come to our gym instead.
No.
I thought you were, I thought you were moving gyms though.
He's, I am.
He's got to go through his but stuff I still
though. Oh, you have to make you have to go a certain amount of times, don't you?
Yes.
Okay.
I have to go a certain amount of times to my gym so that I get a refund for it.
I was going to say, like, in what way would you ever like say no to going to the gym with us? Just like, go to the gym with us, Jesse. No.
People trying to come in. About to bust down the door.
Are people trying to come in?
Well, like, they're kind of pointing back there. Like, what are those guys doing?
Oh, God.
About to send Dalton. There'll be a bodyguard.
But no, I mean, they're walking away now. We're good.
No, they're going to come peek in the windows on this side because they're still just not
okay, no,
grasping
he just
it.
Found the hours posted. Oh. He's fine. They're walking away now. But yeah, no,
we have to put a giant flashing fucking sign out front that just says closed.
It is flash. Oh, the closed. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, no, I will probably join Planet Fitness. I'm going to wait for them to start up a promo. But yeah, no, I need to finish out.
Yeah, because I missed that massage bed.
Yeah, and you missed out on the promo.
I know.
So don't sign up now like Dalton
did. I know,
did.
I'm
waiting. Paid extra. Like, there's nothing wrong with that, but...
No.
Mandy, have you ever tried the physical massage chairs?
What do you mean the physical one?
Well, because there's the
water one.
Well, there's the hydro lounge. Yeah. There's the hydro bed, but then there's chairs that are actual, like, the chair itself physically moves and massages you and stuff.
Oh, that's not. Creepy.
I've only done the...
It's better, though. It feels like an actual massage.
I've only done the hydro.
I like the hydro.
I guess it was the bed, because it could go from your feet to your head.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was weird. It was cool. It was weird, though.
Do you ever done? Have you, oh God, this is gonna sound bad. Have you ever done it face down?
No.
Trying to think of a better way I could have worded that.
No, but I would have to stop it, like either from my back to my head or my legs to like the bottom of my butt, because it'd like tickle my butt, and I'd have to like lift up and be like, ah.
Yeah. No, that's how you just change the words.
So I had to like stop it here and there, because the first few times I was like, ah.
Yeah, no, you have to do that, because once it hits your butt and it like wiggles your butt, it feels awkward.
I'm glad it's not just me, no. I usually just tan, though, and then leave. Tanning's really relaxing to me. I just about fall asleep in there.
The one time.
Unless I run. Like, the one day I did a little bit, and then I did cardio, and so I ran a mile, and I was sweating so hard. I was like, I cannot get in this tanning bed.
So isn't just baking you at that point? Like, you're literally baking in your own juices?
No.
Like, they're basting
you. I don't like hardcore sweat at the gym. I mean, I'll sweat for a minute while I'm working out, but then I'm just kind of done sweating, I guess.
When I work out on my own, and I feel like I'm actually working out, because, like, I'm hitting, you know, three, four reps of 10 each of a weight that actually hurts my arms when I do them.
Yeah.
But when Bob and I did it, we got to a point where doing ones where you lay, it's on the free weights. You move the back of the bench up, so you're kind of laying at an angle face down, and then you take the long bar and you lift it up to your chest. And I noticed while I was doing that, I am pouring sweat onto the ground.
Yeah,
and it was disgusting. It looked like if you baked chicken and you poured that grease out, like that was my sweat.
I hate when people like that sweat and then I don't see them wipe down the shit.
Oh,
I'm like,
we wiped everything.
You're fucking
down.
Disgusting. Like, if I'm not sweating, I don't really wipe it down, because a lot of times I don't sweat that bad. There has been times, but like I'll like see someone like dripping and they just walk away, and I'm like, you're disgusting.
I carry a towel around on my shoulder.
Well, they don't have towels.
Like,
or
even
bring your
if
own.
Yeah, yeah. Like, oh, they have. Oh, okay. Because that's one of the things about like. My gym that I like, they just have towels like placed randomly throughout the building.
Yeah.
But
I have never seen a cute girl at that gym clean up sweat. Not once have I seen like an attractive girl wipe stuff down. It's always big people, and that's not a shot at big people.
I've seen,
I'm just saying, just like, because you think you're cute doesn't mean that I still want to like bathe in your sweat.
I guess it's the
sweat.
People at night. Most of the time, like during,
I see what
like,
you're saying now.
Like Tuesday when I go to the day, a lot of people are there and they're usually wiping down their stuff. And
that's just something everyone should do. Like, I don't understand people that don't wipe down your gym equipment.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, I even if I'm not like super sweaty yet, because that does happen by the time I'm out of the gym. Like, I am a
there's
walking
sometimes
that's the goal.
I'll just wipe it down before I even get on it. Sometimes
I frequently do that.
Yeah,
and then like even if I'm not sweating real bad, I still wipe it down when I get up, because I just it's habit.
Right, you just do it on every machine, whether or not you sweat or not. Because normally I don't sweat too bad on the machines, but when Bob and I, so we did, and I forget the terminology. It's like what Zane Laney does, where he lifts
the deadlifts.
Well, where you're laying on your back and you just
bench press.
Yeah, it's been a while. Look, it's been a while since I've done them. The difference is that Zane Laney's pushing like 7,000 pounds.
Oh my God, I know, I saw that.
And I'm doing like 100. I think Bob and I did like 150. And I'm like, all right, fuck it up. And I get on there, I'm like, Yeah. I felt that already explode out of my stomach.
Oh, Justin made me do it, and you had like the amount of weight you could, and you had to do 10, and then you had to hold it for 10 seconds, and then he'd take that weight, some of that weight off, like one plate, and then you had to do 10 more, and then hold it, and then he'd slowly be decreasing weight. And I was like,
it's suicides.
My God, like, I was going to die.
How much were you doing?
I can't really bench that much anymore.
Good, no, leave it there. Because when you say you bench more than me, I'm going to get upset.
No, no.
And I see the like, damn Zane Laney videos.
I used to get up to like 60.
My goal is to be Zane Laney. I want to be him when I grow up.
Oh, my God, he's so strong.
I saw that and I was like, fuck. You go, bro.
I also saw do you know Mandy Rose from WWE?
Nope.
She's a female wrestler. And Dalton definitely knows Mandy Rose. She is gorgeous. She's blonde. She's like the perfect blonde. She's gorgeous. She's thick in all the right places. Like, she is a 10 out of 10. She was fucking deadlifting like 400 pounds. And she weighs 125. I told Bob, well, not deadlifting. What was it called? It was like a
bench press?
It wasn't a bench press. It was called a box squat or something. She puts the weight on her shoulders. She walks back and then she squats with it.
Like a lunge?
Yeah. Well, it's a squat.
Like a reverse. Oh.
You know, so you're just squatting?
You're just squatting. Okay. But there was a box. She squats down to the box and then she picks it up and puts it down.
Yeah.
But it was like 300, 400 pounds.
Yeah.
And she's 125. I told Bob, like, I'm pushing 140 and I'm like struggling.
Well, women's legs are way stronger than guys. So there's that.
Easy.
You guys have more upper body strength and women have the lower body strength.
Also,
is that racist?
No.
That's just how it is.
Is that sexist?
I mean, no, it's not sexist. I also don't know if it's entirely true.
What's your basis on that? Is it the same book?
I have better lower body strength than upper body strength.
But that doesn't mean that it's entirely... Our hips are
better and give us better...
You have a different center of gravity.
Yeah.
I don't know if that... Is that from the same book that says black people have an extra like tendon that lets them jump higher? I've heard that too.
But no, like honestly, you could probably squat a lot more than 140. Not.
I could squat more than I can bench, for sure.
You definitely can.
Yeah. I have strong legs.
Yeah, and your legs as opposed to your arms.
Nowhere near Bob's, but whatever. That dude, like when Bob flexes his calf muscles, it's like Brock Lesnar. He's King Kong Bundy from the knees up.
But Brock skips leg day.
Shit. Strowman? I don't...
No, yeah, big guys have the advantage of, you know, walking around as leg day.
Yeah, Bob was like, yeah, I don't really work out my leg muscles. I don't know why they're so, because they're really buff. And I'm like, it's probably from carrying around that body all day. Same reason that, you know, me, Jesse, and Bob were, when we worked out with Kevin that day, we were pushing 700, 800 pounds with our legs. And Kevin was doing like 3 or 4.
I can leg press that amount. But
challenge? I can't right now with this damn hernia.
Oh, well,
no, that would be a bad idea. I just don't remember Kevin being a part of it.
I think Kevin was a part of it.
I don't know. Like,
Kevin,
I believe,
if you're listening, let us know.
Matt Sin was there when we went, but Kevin always worked out at Fitness Plus, or not, Health Point. This was when we were at Fitness Plus.
Yeah, I feel like he went with us one time, but it was so long ago.
I don't know, he may have.
I wonder why sometimes I hurt so bad when I get in the gym, and then I remember that the time between when I went to Fitness Plus, when I worked at GameStop, versus when I went to Planet Fitness now is like 7-8 years. Mm-hmm. There was like a 7-year gap where even though I may like lift occasionally at the store or something, I haven't worked out for real in 7 years. And I still have that pain that really scares me. Every time I go in and get on, like, it doesn't matter what I do, but especially when I get on, like, cardio and I get on elliptical, the first 5 minutes that I do it, there's such an extreme pain in my chest and jaw that I really think there's something wrong with my heart. It could also...
Have you done, like, the heart rate sensor?
Yeah, and my BPMs never go beyond what they're supposed to. Like, everything seems normal. It hurts really bad. I don't know. I need to go to a specialist, but it could be any number of things. It could also be GERD. Which I just found out was a thing yesterday.
I don't know what that is.
It ties into acid reflux and stuff like that, which I definitely have badly. So, yeah. Have you ever had acid reflux?
Yeah. Once.
Feels like you're throwing up a volcano.
It was the worst feeling probably ever.
It's happened to me like 3 times in my life, and it's always been like while I'm sleeping.
Is it the thing where you wake up suddenly as you feel it rising to your mouth?
Yeah. And then I have just that awful taste in the back of my throat. I've started... keeping milk, like I didn't used to keep milk in my refrigerator. Like I usually just buy milk for when I need it for like a recipe or something like that. But there for a while, like I was keeping milk in my refrigerator because that was the only thing that would make it go away.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's terrible.
Yeah, I have it weekly. Sometimes,
oh, God.
Sometimes I have it every couple of days. And there's always almost always a feeling of burning in my throat or chest sometimes. So I think I definitely have a problem with that, and I need to go to the doctor for it. But you don't need to go to the doctor for lots of things. So until I get insurance, so I can marry someone that's got it.
I don't know why you're looking at Lindsay.
She don't even care.
Why don't you care?
I offered years ago, and
she really did offer to marry me just so I could get on her insurance. I'm like, I'm not going to marry you for that. Maybe money, but not insurance.
I ain't got money. What are you talking about?
So if anybody out there is rich and has health insurance and you want, hey, a trophy husband. I mean, I'm not the first place trophy.
He's the participant your trophy.
Medal. I'm the little trophy, yeah.
You tried.
Yeah. You tried your best.
It's that the ribbon with the star on it.
There you go. No,
there's no star. It's just a blank ribbon.
Aww.
It's plastic too.
It says 4-H on it because they bought it at they bought it at Goodwill. It's a bowling trophy.
A bowling trophy. You want to put your name on it?
Oh, let's switch gears a little bit and talk about something that Lindsay's going to want to talk about.
Okay.
Instead of working out.
Right.
I'm sorry. I don't like working out.
No one likes it.
I am a lazy piece of garbage. Some people like it.
I love working out. I wish I didn't have this fucking pain in my chest.
If I could work out and not sweat, I would like it. I hate sweating.
But you're an attractive female. So when you sweat, it's hot. When I sweat, it's like,
when I sweat, I feel gross and I want to immediately go get in the shower.
They have showers.
They do. You can. But I mean, like,
literally, as soon as I start sweating, and that defeats the purpose.
Now, see, I'm the opposite. Whenever I get done from working out, I love when I'm just covered in sweat. No. And it's like, oh, I knew I did something good for myself.
I hate sweat.
If you're not sweating, I don't feel like it works out hard enough if I wasn't sweating at some point.
I also hate body hair.
Who doesn't?
I could name names. I'm not going to.
Somebody just leaned forward.
No. Everybody's sad of this. Well, we know Dalton likes it because he's got a fucking chest like a jungle.
I mean, yeah, he has to. Fuzzy Wuzzy over there has to like it.
Could make another person out of it all.
He could. He's so hairy.
He could make a hair doppelganger.
Yes.
What I don't understand is at one point he thought I was as hairy as him. I don't get it.
I don't think anybody as hairy as him except for like a bear. Like a fucking grizzly bear.
He's definitely not a bear. He's not a twink.
Man, fuck you guys.
He's like an otter.
Otter works.
Okay.
Yeah.
No. I mean, let's switch gears a little bit. Lindsay, I have exciting news for you.
Okay.
Did you hear?
Is it Pokemon related?
No.
Aw.
Well, they did update Pokemon Go. Now you can trade.
I know, but I'm not high enough level.
Yeah. Apparently, you got to be like level 40. That's what Zach Kurgis was telling us. Yeah. No, this is related to something else I know you like that I really don't care about.
Okay.
So the MTV announced today that they're starting a new division called MTV Studios, and they're shopping around to different networks of some reboots. They're rebooting Daria? Fucking Daria.
Yeah. Daria.
Now it's called Daria and Jody.
I liked Daria.
Okay.
Daria is a good show.
Who's Jody?
Jody was the black girl.
Yeah.
Because Jody and Mac were the token black students at their school.
That's weird. That sounds weird.
Yeah, no. Jody was like, she had to be like the super overachiever. Like, she was class president. She was head of this, head of that, straight A's, perfect little princess. And she hated it, but that was still her persona.
Okay, so I see. Yeah, now I recognize her.
Yeah, no, Jody was awesome.
Yeah, MTV announces Daria reboot called Daria and Jody. Thank God. And you know what? No. All jokes aside, Daria is perfect for this fucking climate that we have right now because she is so anti everything that's happening. She would have been good for Gamergate. Like, I don't like Daria.
Why?
I hate her voice. I hate how fucking preachy that show felt sometimes to everyone that wasn't like woke. They invented woke, I'm pretty sure.
I still don't understand what woke is.
Maybe if you get woke.
I don't want to.
That's believing every conspiracy that you hear.
Oh, you mean
I don't
him?
Think that's quite what it is.
That absolutely is what woke
because
means.
Because she didn't believe conspiracies.
Woke does not mean
she
you believe every conspiracy.
Were BS.
Isn't woke when you have an understanding of like the plight of everything in the world and suffering and all that? And
I know.
You're woke to the problems.
That's not how I've understood woke to be.
I just don't understand it.
Woke well, clearly is when, neither do we. We yeah, just
like
found out.
I've always understood woke as in like you were aware of like the corruption in everything and you look for the conspiracy in everything. And
I think you got the first part right, but I think the second part is wrong. I think. I don't know for sure. Let's look it up. I'm going to look up woke.
It's one of those like made up internet things. I'm sure it's different depending on who you ask.
I just enjoyed Daria because I wasn't one of the popular kids, and the popular kids drove me nuts.
Okay, here
we go.
That's
why I like Daria.
All right, the dictionary definition of woke: past of wake.
We've all been so
wrong. I think you need the Urban Dictionary definition of woke.
Okay, Urban Dictionary of woke. Getting woke is like being in the Matrix and taking the red pill. You get a sudden understanding of what's really going on and find out you were wrong about much of what you understood to be truth.
There you go. Conspiracy theorist.
Example, I understand the extra burden it puts on you, but I still feel everyone needs to get woke. That's not really an example.
No, it's not.
That's it used in a sentence.
Here's another definition for it: a state of perceived intellectual superiority one gains by reading the Huffington Post.
No.
That's very specific.
That is so specific.
Being woke means being aware, knowing what's going on in the community.
Okay.
That's the one I got from it, related to racism and social injustice. And then a person who pretends to be of greater intelligence than he or she in fact is.
I know someone that does that.
There's also being completely deranged, hysterical, and seeing racism, oppression, and virtually everything.
Hmm.
Well, that's because there is racism and oppression in virtually everything. So you're not wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
They also announced that they're remaking Real World.
Yeah.
Okay. No love for the Real World.
Never watched it.
And Aeon Flux.
Ooh. Really?
Yep.
That's a weird one to bring back.
Yeah. That was another show that.
If it keeps the art style, I'd watch it.
Yeah, maybe make it look better, though.
But it was a weird art style.
She had no ass.
Well, that was part of the art style.
I'm gonna need some ass. It's for the record.
So you need that Dead or Alive Extreme?
Not quite to that level, but do you remember what she looked like in that cartoon?
Short black hair, very pointy boobs.
Very pointy everything.
Yeah, it was very angular.
She was extremely angular.
And they did some really gross close-ups, like when it came to like lips and noses and eyes.
When you said that, I just looked at a picture of her, and it's a close-up GIF of her licking her lips, and it's disturbing.
Yeah, there's a short somewhere where she passes something to another spy by them Frenching, and it just sticks on their mouths and their tongues twisting all over the place, passing the security codes or whatever.
You may remember that they also did a movie based on
Aeon Rob Liefeld
Flux.
Yeah, this
bit? It had nothing to do with Aeon Flux.
What'd you say, Jesse?
I said, Rob Liefeld draw this bitch?
Why, does she not have feet?
Why can't I see the feet, but I saw that picture?
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, she looks very anorexic.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, like the only person I know that draws women like that is Rob Liefeld. Like, there is no waist.
Not at all.
Like, her waist is literally the same, like,
can they bring back the Max?
The what?
The Max.
I don't know what that is.
It was another MTV cartoon. Because they had the Max, the Head, and Aeon Flux all at about the same time. The Head was creepy. It doesn't need to come back.
Okay. So you're saying words.
Jesus Christ.
And I get that. That's it?
Yeah.
She caught the fly in her eye, remember?
That was the opening.
The opening credits. It was a not good show.
It was weird.
It was like an American version of Ghost in the Shell, kind of.
Kind of, before I knew what Ghost in the Shell was.
But she also died in like every episode.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And she didn't have no ass. She's like Hank Hill. She's the Hank Hill of superheroes. She ain't got no ass.
Which surprises me. Usually when somebody draws like a girl with a waist that small, the ass is colossal.
The ass is the size of like her shoulder width.
Yeah.
You know, it's a big ass.
Yeah, no, she's like 36 to 36.
Those mean nothing to me.
It's the measurement.
Like Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now there, draw women more like Jessica Rabbit. There's a real woman.
God damn it.
I'm kidding. Mandy, I never found, Jessica
Rabbit. I'm woke.
Never found Jessica Rabbit to be attractive either. Hey. Probably because she's a cartoon character.
Yeah. Very exaggerated.
I've masturbated to many cartoon characters. Half the DOA cast.
To be fair, they're 3D animated. It's different.
Half the X-Men from the 90s cartoon.
No, I can't help you with that one, buddy.
Lola Bunny.
I really can't help you with that one.
Say Lola Bunny. Yeah.
I think that one tells you something about yourself a little.
Couple of the Muppets. I'm going to let you figure out which ones. Bert and Ernie.
He was just jealous of that relationship. That's why Bob stuck around so long.
Yeah. Trying to wrap my head around that one.
I'm glad that at least got Dalton. He made me feel good about that joke.
Oh. Lindsay.
Yes.
You haven't.
What?
I haven't talked about how excited you are for this.
I mean, that's cool and all, but just because they're rebooting it doesn't mean it's going to be good if they remake it. I have very little faith in MTV. Did you see where they went when they were done with the good shows?
No, I have not watched MTV in so long.
Did you forget about I Love New York?
I watch music videos on MTV.
That was VH1.
Wasn't VH1? Well, whatever. Well, they just stopped doing stuff.
Are they even still a channel?
I don't think so.
VH1?
I don't know, MTV.
I don't think MTV is a channel anymore. It is?
It's still a channel?
Is it just like back-to-back episodes of Cribs and Pimp Your Ride?
Yeah, I'm looking up. Okay, so here's their...
And next.
Okay, so here is their episodes. There's The Challenge, Champs vs. Stars, Teen Mom 2, X on the Beach, Jersey Shore, Family Vacation, The Challenge, Champs vs. Stars, Teen Mom 1. I guess there's two versions of it. That's all they're showing over and over again.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, like, I know they don't have very many programs. The Jersey Shore is strangely popular.
Well, and Teen Mom was, too.
Oh, yeah.
It's because people love squalor.
People love to see people doing worse than them. That's why they listen to this show.
Just hear about us talking about being poor and swearing all the time.
Oh, I forgot they did a show called Florabama.
What?
Florabama.
Florabama. Bama. Florabama.
Bama, Bama.
It's like, it's a show, it's basically Real World, but it's based on a town that's like...
Oh, I have heard about this.
It's like on the Florida-Alabama line or something.
Redneck Jersey Shore.
Yes.
Yeah.
God.
No, no, I've seen this mentioned before on the internet.
God, I remember when I... Why'd you throw that at me? That was uncalled for.
You didn't mean to.
When I was younger and I used to watch MTV, the same days that I used to watch In Living Color, MTV was still playing some videos.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's when I watched MTV.
When they all switched over to just nothing but rap videos.
Really, it's just in the morning when I was getting ready to school.
Which is why I would watch VH1.
I would watch MTV and VH1 for music videos while I got ready for
school. I mean, I'm not going to lie. Did you
ever watch Fuse?
Yes.
Yeah, a little bit.
That was my favorite music.
It was like the better music television.
Because it was all like.
I didn't have that channel.
It was all like rock, alternative, punk rock.
I think we had to go to my friend's house to watch that one, but I remember watching some of it.
I mean, the only thing I ever watched on MTV were the cartoons and I think it was called Singled Out. It was like their dating game.
That was the one with Chris Hardwick, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Boy, that's a touchy subject right now.
Uh-huh.
Let's not touch that one.
Nope.
I really like that. It also had Jenny McCarthy in it.
Uh-huh.
The anti-vaxxer.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I still remember one thing from that show. I want to share that with you. There was one where... So, do you remember Singled Out, Mandy?
I think so.
For those of you out there that don't remember Singled Out, it was an MTV dating
game. It was like
game.
A game show
thing. And they would take like 50 people and put them behind lines. And there'd be one person of the opposite sex. So like there would be a girl and there'd be like 50 guys.
And she
would
ask two questions. Options.
Yeah.
No, they would get two options. Like blonde or brunette. Blondes. Okay. Yes. All you brunettes, you're out.
Right. And there was one, as it was getting down to the last part, it was like, you're in the shower and you have to pee. Get out or why bother? And the guy was like, why bother? He was so proud of it. And he lost. Which I understand because that's gross.
There's also that one where you'd like...
What?
It was room raiders and you'd like go in and fucking look at their room. Like I remember they'd use like the black light on the fucking bed and stuff.
What?
I don't remember that show.
Yeah,
what channel was this on?
It was either MTV or VH1. And then, like, the people would be, like, kidnapped and put in a van while the person searched all three of their rooms.
Jesus!
And then that person, like, based on the room, would pick who they wanted to date.
Wow!
Yeah.
Huh.
You remember it?
Yeah. So I'm looking.
Don't tell me.
It was on MTV. This reality program puts a new twist on the dating show where contestants choose a date not by looks or charm, but by what's in their bedrooms. The catch? These unsuspecting singles have no idea their rooms are going to be raided until they're after they're kidnapped from their house.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
They're like thrown in the back of a van. I liked Next because the descriptions of what the people liked always cracked me up. They're like, this, likes this.
So one of the pictures for Room Raiders is of a guy in the girl's room holding up a pair of her underwear.
Yeah, they would just go through everything in your room.
These
girls
creepy.
Look like they're 14. Why is Zac Efron there?
I Yes.
He was literally a contestant on it.
That's was hilarious. He one of the ones to be dated, or was he going through the girls' rooms?
I don't know. There's just a bunch of pics of 17-year-old Zac Efron. And by the way, 17-year-old Zac Efron looks like 11-year-old Zac Efron.
Zac Efron right now, though.
Holy yeah. shit. That's the guy I want on my calendar.
That's an attractive man.
It's amazing that he's done so well for himself, considering where he came from.
Uh-huh.
That he went from, what was the show that he was on? Glee?
He was in High School Musical.
Oh, my God, he's got so many muscles.
He does.
Yeah. Between the muscles and the hair and the fucking face, the dude is like, no, don't look at him. He makes all of us look bad.
Uh-huh. That's why I'm going to the gym.
Also,
notice me, senpai.
There's not enough gym in the world is going to make you look like Zac Efron.
Or make you look like you deserve to be with Zac Efron.
I know, I do not look like I deserve to be.
Oh, you definitely look like you deserve to be Zac Efron.
No.
Mm-mm. Pharmaceuticals made that body.
So, careful. You're talking about getting us sued.
Nah.
You leave Zac Efron alone.
Also, look, it's Hollywood.
That's you leave him alone!
Like, looking at these pictures of Zac Efron, how is he not Cyclops?
Because he's not tall enough.
I mean, the short hair, with the hair and the body, he looks like Cyclops.
I'm on board.
Lindsay, I don't want you to look at it, but look at it. Like, look at that.
Yeah, that's Cyclops.
That's Cyclops.
Maybe if he loses the frosted tips.
No, keep the tips. Keep everything the way it is. I swear I hear a faucet running, but I don't know what it is.
You're psycho.
Now the joke is that the women are so aroused at the table. I get Do you get it now? It's better when you have to explain the joke.
It is. Mostly because of Manny's reaction to it.
Well, I was over there talking to Jesse and I went, just the tip. And then
Jesus
Christ. I was focused on myself.
I'm looking at Zac Efron. I'm not thinking just the tip. I want the entire train to get in the hole.
Did you ever watch the new Baywatch movie?
No, because seeing Zac Efron and The Rock next to each other, I was like, fuck my life.
Hold up.
Fuck my entire life.
To add to that, Alexandra Daddario's in that film.
I'm aware. Not just her. There's, what is it, like Brooklyn Decker or somebody? Let me look it up real quick.
There are a bunch of very attractive people.
I meant to
watch
that.
I don't think it's a great movie. I've heard it's okay.
The movie is worth watching.
It's just got a lot of eye candy.
Yeah.
A
lot of eye candy.
To be fair, that's kind of what Baywatch was about.
Yeah.
That's true, but it wasn't quite as stupid. I don't know how to pronounce her name. Priyanka Chopra. I think she's a Bollywood actress, isn't it? She's gorgeous.
And she's also a big like yoga person, right?
I
think so.
Whatever I say is going to sound racist, so I'm not going to say it. Alexander Daddario, Kelly Rohrbach, Hannibal Buress?
Yeah, he's in there as like the nerdy guy's friend.
Also, David Hasselhoff and Pamela Anderson are in it.
Yeah, they both make cameos.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I need to watch it.
It's on Hulu now.
I don't know. Man, I don't like to watch movies where everyone looks so much better than me.
And they do. They look so much better than everybody.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only
Except
thing that makes
for
me feel
like
better.
Each
that's
other.
That's why they're on the TV.
No, there's one guy like this.
I'm seeing him in the picture, the guy with the stomach.
No.
The guy that's like, why should you
they
be there?
They all have stomachs?
No, I mean, like the ones that puff out.
I think it's John Bass is the actor.
It's silent.
Like he's, basically you have, oh my God, no, I don't want to open it in the app. Just go.
Just look at all that beefcake. That's reminiscent of the 80s when you had Arnold Schwarzenegger shaken up with Carl Weathers. And then quit throwing that in my direction,
no.
Please. Get your mind out of the gutter.
Oh, tell me what.
Zac Efron's not there. I hope Justin Smart's.
Why are you ruining my night?
I hope unnamed boyfriend, who I didn't know his name, is listening. So he knows.
His full name.
At night when you two are sleeping next to each other, that you're dreaming not of the juice.
So basically you've got like, you know, The Rock, Zac Efron, and a bunch of other people. And then you got
he
that
has
guy.
His list, okay? Oh.
No, I like him. I like him more.
Can I swipe right on that?
No,
or left,
right,
whichever?
There you go.
I don't know. I've never used it. I don't know.
Ask Dalton. He was the king of it for a while.
Yeah. He did get in better shape
swipe
for the movie.
No.
Yeah, swipe right. Yeah, left is no. But yeah, no, he got in better shape for the movie, but not much. Because that was kind of the joke. Like he was this out of shape dude that had a huge crush on Alexander Daddario. And then Zac Efron came by and Yeah. Oh no, he didn't have the crush on Alexander Daddario. It was another girl, and he ended up hooking up with her.
Of course he did, because it's a movie. In real life, people like that just start podcasts.
Aww.
That's too mean.
That cuts you too deep.
Too real. But anyway, no, that movie, it's not a good movie. It's not high cinema, but it's entertaining.
It's a popcorn movie.
It's a great popcorn movie.
It's a good movie to watch at night alone. Grab your popcorn and your
and other
lotion.
Things. Yeah, I was gonna say.
Grab your wand massager and get ready to relax.
That one really tickled Mandy.
It's not a vibrator. It's a wand massager. It says so on the box.
Wow.
Yeah. It's Jesus Christ.
I can't. I'm glad the show's over because. I can't continue after
we need lists.
All right, quick list.
No, it's much too late for that now.
The five guys you would want to hook up with most. I'll go first. Zac Efron.
Are you kidding me?
Dylon. Because he spits hot fire. And Bailey J.
I don't know who Bailey J is.
It's a transgender porn model, but she's still a dude, so it still counts.
No, if she's transgender, then it's a woman now.
She still has a penis.
Yeah, but you go into the gender identity politics and all that shit. Like,
we only have like 5 minutes left.
Let's
not have some time for that.
Let's please not touch those politics.
No, I'd go Zac Efron, but definitely Ryan Reynolds. Like number one, Chris Hemsworth. No.
Hold on.
How are you not going to put Chris Hemsworth
on
there?
If you
want
to get serious about it, Zac Efron, Brandon Routh, and you know why Brandon Routh.
Yeah.
I'm not going to put Ryan Reynolds on there.
Shit! You don't got to explain. Just give you five.
John Hamm.
Good. I'm glad I keep Ryan Reynolds to myself.
Yeah. Yeah. He's all for you. No one else is thinking about him. Anderson Cooper. That might actually work. And. Oh shit, who's my fourth? Oh, this is hard. It's getting hard. I don't know.
I know, I'm stumped after like those three. Until I see someone and then I'm like, oh yeah.
Chris Evans.
There you go.
Chris Hemsworth is better. I'd probably put Chris Pratt on there too.
Yeah.
Just all the Chris's. Yours is entirely
all the Marvel Chris's.
Chris Evans probably, it's like a six.
Honestly,
there's
yeah,
ones above him.
Oh, because
you say Chris Evans is a six?
Hey,
oh, someone's fucking crazy.
Six on your list of people you.
He's still a 10, but he's like a.
Okay.
Like,
listen, if you're rating him a six, the scale better be 1 to 2.
No, because there's more above him. There's more about
not
him.
Many more. Jesse, what about you?
Mandy hadn't gone yet.
No,
oh, yeah, that's right. You
I
had two
said
more.
A few.
Chris Pine. There's your another one.
Yes, Chris Pine.
All Chris's.
I was going to say, I could.
Ryan Reynolds
I could make...
and Zac Efron. Then there's Chris Hemsworth, Chris Pratt, Chris Pine. Fucking Chris Evans would be six. See?
Damn it.
Yeah.
I mean, I like Chris Pratt a whole lot, but I would not put him above Chris Evans.
No, maybe. But because Shannon had to pull his shit.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. It's my fault. My fault. Jesse? This is a weird game.
I'm not entirely sure how to answer, so I'm just gonna go for it.
Don't think too hard. Just go.
Chris Evans.
Yeah,
is my number one
with beard.
Yeah,
with or without.
No,
I take him either way.
With
really,
preferably.
Like honestly, like that. Me and Asa were watching the. I think it was Civil War when Cap pulls the helicopter back, and both of us just like. I'm now confused about myself.
I like boys now.
And then Chris Hemsworth, and then Chris Pratt.
God damn.
No, like the Marvel Chris's are attractive
men.
Just
say the Marvel Universe.
Josh
Brolin.
Well.
Hey, Josh Brolin's hot too.
Michael B. Jordan.
Shit.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's all about the abs.
A little bit.
They all have the abs.
They do.
Lindsay better be thinking her list up because she knows she's next.
I know. I feel like
I don't play this game.
Really
you know
important.
I don't play this
and,
game.
I'm just going to go for The Rock because I feel like he would
Holler.
Take care of me.
Financially, I think he could.
All of those men could take care of me financially, but like
he
The Rock
is not Zac Efron.
The Rock could spoon me. Like I could be the little spoon of The Rock. and everybody secretly wants to be the little spoon. Let's be honest.
It's like that.
It's episode great.
Of, it's like the Kimmy Schmidt episode where Titus to talk to the other guy is like, "I bet you can't hold me like a baby," and the guy's just like, "Let's do it." Lindsay, why don't you play this game?
I never play this game. You know I don't play this game.
Why?
Because I just don't.
You're not attracted to men.
No, I am.
You're asexual.
I just don't play
You're
this game.
You're basically a worm.
No.
Okay. You reproduce.
No.
You cut yourself in half.
No.
And that's two not how they form. Reproduce.
No. I just don't play this game. And you know I don't play this game because you've tried to get me to play this game in the past.
I don't understand that. I can name off 100 people that I would love to hook up with.
That is it.
I say that until you go, okay, then name them. And I name three and go,
I know.
Yeah, because it's one of those things. I'm a very straight male.
Yes.
So trying to think of like...
I'm... You know, there's some curves. I'm not going to say I'm a straight line.
Yeah, no, it's one of those things. Like, it's I try to think of, like, you know, if those men approached me and said, like, all right, we're about to do this, then would I say no?
I would say you all had some very good choices.
I like the fact that Chris Evans walks up to you and goes, hey, we're going to do this.
And I'm like, what, Chris? Whatever you want.
Manny, I'm surprised you didn't put Michael Cera on your list.
The fuck does
that
mean?
It's a Juno joke.
Yeah, well.
I'm going to turn it into that.
Yeah, thank you.
So that it's less offensive.
I'm surprised you guys didn't say Jason Momoa. The Aquaman guy.
He's pretty hot.
Yeah, he's in a
buff Roman Reigns.
Because after Justice League, you guys were always like, oh, Jason Momoa.
I'm surprised you didn't say Finn Balor.
I mean, he's up there, but he's not. He's not bad. He's not that good. He's just not that good. I mean, he's good, but he's not. Ooh. What?
Dawn's like, you shut your mouth about Irish Daddy.
You fucked up.
He's so good. He's like around 8 or 9.
What about John Cena?
I mostly like him because a lot of him was blue and orange.
Right
like
now.
His scheme was blue and orange.
Yeah, until next week. He's a different guy.
I mean, he's a good-looking guy, but again. Not like... I wouldn't.
What girl is
that.
At the top of your list? Because we picked men. What girl is at the top of your list? No. And it's not Gal Gadot.
Why?
God damn it. I knew it was going to be Gal Gadot.
Why would it not? Or Lights.
Yeah, I was about to say like, Lights.
Lights
number
is number one. I'd be lesbian for her in a heartbeat. There's no even joking
Jesse,
about that.
Who's your number one female? Because I'll tell you mine while you think about it. Mine is and always will be Kate Upton. I have a spot in my heart for Kate Upton that will never be filled by any other woman.
Ariana Grande is hot, too.
Mine honestly changes quite a bit. Right now, I think it's probably Alexandra Daddario.
Her eyes are so pretty.
Her
and
everything.
I get that she has the large breasts and amazing body, but honestly, it's like her eyes are so pretty.
Yeah, I mean, it stares right into your soul.
It really does. It just says, stay away from me.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever come near me.
Yeah, they're just like that perfect color blue.
Oh.
Like, they're really intense. And Alison Brie. Don't give me the thumbs up.
I'm searching my Rolodex.
Are you trying to think of who Alison Brie
Community?
Is?
Glow?
Yeah.
Okay.
And also Community. Yeah. But yeah.
Lindsay?
Shannon's searching his Rolodex for where they've been naked.
Right.
Fucking know who's been naked. Don't worry about that. I got you covered. She was. First season of Glow. Anyway. All right. Well, that's
second season coming soon.
That's our show for the evening. Hope it was as edutational to you as it was to us.
Edutational.
Perfect.
Yes. We'll see you guys on Sunday for Nerd Up. Otherwise, have a great weekend. Make sure you check us out at Podzilla1985.com and check us out on Facebook.com/Podzilla1985. Also, Patreon.com/Podzilla1985 if you want to support us with some monies, which is always good because now we have to pay for gender reassignment therapy because I'm getting one of those guys. And he ain't coming after me looking like this.
There's going to be a lot more plastic surgery in that, homie.
I can't even afford the hernia surgery completely. So. All right, new GoFundMe starting soon. You guys, take it easy. Have a great weekend. See you Sunday.